This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome to the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about pulling back. When we decide in life that we have too much going on, there's too much noise, we need to refocus and reprioritize, and in that decision, we decide to start pulling back from something. Now, for most of us, and especially in my own life, this often means pulling back from my ambitions, pulling back from my business, career, opportunities, those types of things. Because when it comes down to it, when I do have to refocus and reprioritize, it's often my family that's needing the focus, or myself and my health. These two areas of my life are the constant litmus test of how that juggle is going. When the kids are doing really well and my health is thriving and I'm feeling connected in that sense to myself and my family, I can let my business and the opportunities that come to me grow and grow. And then sometimes I reach a tipping point. Sometimes something happens with the kids or with my own health and it forces me to pause, to reassess again, and often to realise I need to pull back a little. But here's the thing I want to talk to you about today, mamas. How do we pull back from something without feeling like we're letting ourselves down or we're giving up? How do we consciously choose to pull back with love and compassion about that decision? The worst thing in the world, the very last thing we want to do, is to feel bitterness around these decisions. For so many of us, we've spent a lifetime, it feels like, building up a part of our life that is external from being a mama. We have put a lot of time and energy and effort into having a whole life, a full life. And those opportunities might still be there for you. Perhaps you still see things that you'd like to be a part of, but when you look at the juggling act, the balance and the reality of what's going on, you know you can't step into that just yet. So how does that make you feel? How does it feel to say, yeah, I would love to be able to do that, but I know I can't right now, so I'm going to have to say no. That has been such a challenge for me. Such a challenge over the years. There is a part of me that always feels like if I say no, I'll miss out, I'm not doing enough, that I'm not enough. But now I'm starting to really recognize that pattern. I think when we get really clear on a regular basis on what our priorities are and what type of life we want to be living, then these types of decisions are much, much easier. It's what I'm seeing in the monthly program with mamas that I'm running at the moment. Every month we pause, we check in with ourselves. What's working? What's our priorities? What do we want? And then we look at that and we suddenly think, oh my goodness, I don't need to say yes to that. I can pull back from that. It's okay for me to not do all right now. But without pausing and asking ourselves that question first, we're just feeling like we're not enough. We're just feeling like we're just focusing on all of the things we're not doing and all of the things that we don't have right now. Lately, all of the interviews I've been doing for Happy Mama seem to have had a similar theme. And that theme is this idea that it's not a race. That it's okay for us to say, not right now, but please come back when I do have the space. It's like if we could say to the universe or to God or whoever you believe is out there or whatever you believe is out there, yes, I love the sound of that. Oh, that sounds so good. That really lights me up. But right now, where I am right now, it's not going to work. But can you just put that on hold for me and keep that bubbling along so I can come back to it? That's what we feel like we want to say. And what I want to say to you is we can do that. We can say to the universe and to ourselves, oh, there is a part of me that is dying to still fulfill that dream. Perhaps it's traveling the world for you. Perhaps it's a career ambition. Perhaps it's a dream about your health that you would love to be able to be back at the gym every day, really connecting with yourself physically and feeling strong within yourself again, perhaps like you used to before you had children. Perhaps there's this part of you that just wants to come back again. But when you stop, you ask yourself what's really possible right now, where your priorities are, and whether saying yes to that is actually going to tip you over into overwhelm, then often the answer is, but not right now. And underneath this is a trust. We have to trust that by prioritizing what's important to us now and saying no to what's not, it will come back to us. The universe rewards the brave, mamas. That's one of my favorite sayings. The universe rewards the brave. And by saying no, that is so brave. In fact, saying yes because you're scared it's not going to come back or that you might miss out, that's the complete opposite. So if we can get really clear on a regular basis, what are my priorities right now? This doesn't mean that I don't want to have that amazing physical health again. And that doesn't mean that I don't still want to travel through Mexico without a baby hanging off of me. And I want to climb a mountain and I want to lie on that beach. It doesn't mean that you can't still have that promotion, that career that you dreamed of. But if you get clear on what's right now, perhaps it's not that, but trust that by making that decision, you're actually allowing it to unfold in an even better way. As I said, there's been a bit of a theme to the interviews I've been doing lately, and they're all with women who have children that are now teenagers. And I keep hearing this message of, it does come back. You do get the space again. The opportunities do come back if you keep connecting with what's important. And in fact, the opportunities are so much better later on. When they come back around again, they're awesome and inspired and unbelievably filled with blessings. And we get to do that as well as be a mama. We don't have to have it all right now. Keeping our fingers in a pie, keeping our toe dipped into what we do want, that's important. Feeling like you're connected to something more than just being a mama is absolutely important if that's what your soul is calling you to do. But we don't do it out of fear. And so here's what I've learned about deciding to pull back. Pulling back from, for example, my work has sometimes shown up in my life when I have been living in fear that I'm not doing enough, fear that I'm letting people down, fear that I can't possibly be all that everybody wants me to be. So that inner mean mama voice says, you know what, just give up, just pull back, don't worry about it, just let it go, you're going to fail anyway, just let it go. That's not the pulling back we want. We don't want to pull back out of fear that we're going to fail or make a fool of ourselves or be judged. But when I can get really clear on why I want my life to look a certain way and how I want to feel, what's my most important priority right now, then the decisions around work, balance, busyness, just becomes so much easier. We have to be able to tune in and ask ourselves what it is that we really want, but also why is it that we want it? Do we want to just hide during this time in our life because we're afraid we're going to screw it up? Well, that's not pulling back, that's hiding. But we can pull back from big ambition and from big plans and from big lives when we realise that actually what makes us feel happy and fulfilled is something so much smaller and more beautiful. And when we do that, that's when the universe rewards us. That's when it says to us, you know what? You've prioritised the right thing. You've tuned into the right feelings, and here's your reward. This isn't a race, and it's not a take it now or miss out forever opportunity. Our kids will be growing up too quickly and will be gone one day soon. And all of those other things that we've been wanting in our lives will be there. So for now, it's about consciously choosing what you need in your life to feel connected to yourself still, while also still being there for your family and your priorities. It's a dance, mamas. It's a constant dance, isn't it? How do we do both? How do we keep listening to our own needs, our own feelings of doing something in this world, as well as being the absolute space holders for this beautiful next generation? That's what it's all about. Hope that helps, beautiful mama. Sat Nam. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.